You're listening to WNZK, Dearborn Heights, Detroit, your ethnic superstation, 690 days, 680 nights. WNZK has available a few good hours of airtime for a few good programs to serve their communities. Radio is better than ever in targeting an audience that listens to what you say. Find more about this exciting radio broadcasting opportunity by calling WNZK Radio at 248-557-3500. Call now.
المساهم كل الذي ينضم للاستماع إلى راديو بلدي أو راديو عربي أمريكي ويعنى بقضايا العرب في المهجر. برامجنا في راديو بلدي كل يوم جمعة من الثامنة وحتى التاسعة صباحا مع ليلى الحسيني في بث حي ومباشر عبر WNZK Radio 690 AM. صباح الخير بلدي. صباح الخير لكل مستمعينا.
Welcome to Radio Baladi, the first Arab, Middle Eastern and American simulcast radio show. Radio Baladi is broadcast every Friday morning on WNZK 690 AM. From 8 until 9 Eastern Time on Good Morning Michigan with Layla Al-Husseini. Our call-in number 248-557-3300. And now, stay tuned for the best radio talk show on Arab and American issues with your host, Layla Al-Husseini.
And good morning, everybody. I'm Ray Hanania, and it is the second Friday of the month, May 8th, 2015. I'm not Layla Al-Husseini. Although I wish I were the media mogul that she is. I'm Ray Hanania. I sit in for her the second Friday of every month here on 690 AM and in Detroit and 700 AM in Washington, D.C. This is the Arab Daily News Radio Show on Radio Baladi with Layla Al-Husseini's U.S. Arab Radio Network. And you can go to our website at thearabdailynews.com to get the link and listen. You can actually listen to us online through WNZK's link. And also download the podcast to the radio show. So when you get mad at me during the show, you can get mad at me when the show's not on the air, too. We invite you to call in this morning and join the discussion. I got a lot to share and talk about. Our phone number is 248-557-3300, 248-557-3300. So we have an open line today, and I believe Adam is our producer there. Adam, that's you, correct? Hopefully I got that right.
Oh, yeah, you're right on.
All right. Yay, I got something right. All right, that's 248-557-3300. And, of course, you know, I urge you to go to our website, thearabdailynews.com. And also, I do a website on mainstream columns, syndicated columns, at illinoisnewsnetwork.com. And, of course, being American Arab, it's thrown in my face all the time. I can't avoid it. I'm always talking about the Middle East, even in my mainstream columns at illinoisnewsnetwork.com, which gets published in six Chicago and Illinois newspapers. There's so much to talk about this morning. How do people who support the hate crimes laws that exist in this country rationalize their defense of Charlie Hebdo, the racist magazine that promotes hatred and provokes violence? I don't get it. And we'll talk a little bit about Puke, the new face of Nazism in America, this Pamela Geller. I don't know how anybody can defend her. You know, the people that attack the Charlie Hebdo conference are terrorists. They're criminals. Nobody's defending the criminals. But why should we defend a racist magazine that insults the Prophet Muhammad and Muslims and Christians and even Jews? It's just ridiculous. It's all about, you know, it's a funny thing. A lot of Americans, they love to set aside principle to make a political argument. In other words, they love the Constitution until it contradicts their opinions. That's the American way, folks. That's the way America is. And then I have to laugh when I hear them say that, that Americans and Israelis, tolerate hate speech. They're the worst. And then this other thing in Dearborn, because one of my favorite pages is called the Dearborn Area Community Members Facebook page. You got to go there. They got a lot of good stuff. Mughni is the dude there, and he does a great job. Majid Mughni, I think, is his name. And I follow Dearborn, and he has, like, I don't know, a million followers, you know, at Dearborn Area Community Members. You know, they're a million strong. So I go there and I read up on what's happening in Detroit when I'm not listening to Leila El-Saini's radio show, which is Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right here on 690 AM and 700 AM in Detroit and Washington, D.C. But I was watching that, you know, I was reading that Rush Limbaugh was bashing. Now, why, you know, I mean, this shows you how much hate drives people like Rush Limbaugh on the far right. Rush Limbaugh was bashing an Arab pastry shop in Dearborn. Because, according to Rush Limbaugh, he claims the Arab pastry shop won't serve lesbians and gays. As if he cares about lesbians and gays. You know, that's the thing. These guys, anything to bash Muslims, anything to bash Arabs, that's what they do. Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, all these crazy people that are on radio, which is so important why Leila has her radio show in Detroit and Washington, and why we do these shows. Because, honestly, if these shows weren't on the air, we'd have nothing. It's pathetic that all we have is this, you know, and which is great. I'm happy for it. But it is sad, as one of the richest people in the world, Arabs, we are wealthy. But we whine a lot, too, don't we? We look for problems. We just want a hefla where we can dance a debka and eat falafel and dip our hands in hummus and mensif. And then when it's over with, we just want to go make money. And we really don't care about the issues that we should be carrying on. Adam says we have a call. So let's take a call as I run down all of these different topics. Because I got a lot more, but I want to talk to you about whatever topics you want to talk about today. 248-557-3300. I'm Ray Hanania. Welcome to the Arab Daily News radio broadcast. Caller.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, who's this? How are you?
This is Jamal. How are you, Ray?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How's everything in, are you in Detroit, Dearborn?
Yeah, your voice is always good to hear. Ray.
Yes.
Let's put it this way. No matter what, the Arab Americans, with all their beliefs, sects, Muslim, Christians, Jews, whatever.
Yep.
There's a lot of Arab Jews here in the United States of America.
Yep.
With all our belief in differences, we still...
Oh, did we lose him? I think we lost our caller. Those drones.
No.
Oh, you there? Okay, good. I thought we lost you. Sorry.
Well,
those drones are getting in the way of your cell phone. You got to call back because we got a weak connection. You know, the government sends out drones to harass Arabs, and I know they're flying around my house here in Chicago where I'm broadcasting to take us out. But we have another caller, I think, so let's go to that call, and then we'll have the other one call back later. You're on the air here at the Arab Daily News radio show on Radio Ballady.
Yeah. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. How are you?
This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. How's everything in Dearborn?
To be honest with you, I live in the suburb. I love to go to Dearborn, but maybe in 40 years, to be honest with you, I've been over there 3 times.
Really? You know, I used to go there when I was a kid. We would drive from Chicago in the 60s. Just to buy Middle Eastern food. Who knew that Dearborn was going to be like the capital of the Arab world in America?
Absolutely. And you know Ray, what I said in a certain show about a year ago when there was election and when I encouraged the Arab American in Dearborn to go to vote,
yep.
I say the city of Dearborn in Detroit, the great state of Michigan, is the gate for the heaven of the Arab American to participate at the voting. Dearborn, it's the path and the path for the Arab American to melt it in this country. Ray, about your topics about happen about the drawing of picture of a Prophet Muhammad.
Right.
Okay, we heard and we saw that on television, and we knew what happened in Europe just a few months ago in Paris, right?
Yep.
And Ray, I do feel sorry for any life goes when people express the freedom of the speech. Ray, my point, I want to make it over here. Ray, all the pictures and images, even let's say God himself, mm-hmm. you saw in all the religion, they show a picture of a Father God sitting, and next to him, let's say, his Son and the Holy Spirit, that's in Christianity. We saw in the Ten Commandments, Moses, when he carried the Ten Commandments to his people. We saw Buddha. We saw other leaders. My question I address it here. With my respect to my brother Muslim and Prophet Muhammad, don't you think... Oh, by the way...
No, ask the question. Come on. You're a typical Arab, and I mean it in a positive way. We have so much on our mind, we can't get it out. Focus and tell me. I know your point, so make it. Let's talk. Go ahead.
Ray, after your permission, what is the crime if we show an image... Not a cartoon.
That's a different discussion, though. But see, here's the problem. It's not just showing an image of the Prophet Muhammad. They're insulting him intentionally. You don't think Charlie Hebdo is just drawing a picture of Muhammad. They do ugly pictures of Jesus. I hate them for that. They're racist. But I agree with you.
I will hate them, too, if they put caricature for... Jesus,
yes.
Crumpy cats,
yes.
Or Prophet Muhammad, or a Prophet Moses. No, I don't want that.
Yes.
I want those holy people to be respected in a manner, in a good way. That's what I call it, if they express it in a clean way for the people to accept it, but not a caricature showing cartoon.
And I agree that it doesn't justify violence. You don't kill people because you disagree with their views. But the issue, believe me, they're manipulating you into thinking the issue is about free speech. It's not about free speech. What it is about is the manipulation and control of your mind so that you can't criticize Israel. They don't want you to criticize Israel, and they will come up with every excuse, not just to prevent you from criticizing Israel, but to take your money away from you so they can pay Israel to do what it does. That's what it is. Honestly, I know it sounds like, Ray, why do you always talk about Israel?
I love all the Middle East, include Israel. I love all the Arab, include the Jewish. We all have to live together, love each other for a better future for our generation, my kids and your kids and their kids. Right? Example, when I was in Baghdad, and I have a lot of friends in school, right, when I go to my next door neighbor when they are Muslim, and at that time, right, we don't know this is Shiite or Sunni,
right.
Orthodox.
There was a time when we were just Arab, right? Nobody cared. And even, listen, Chaldeans and Assyrians are Middle Eastern. They're not technically Arab. They're not, but they share the same culture. We're all the same people.
We go to sit down with my next door neighbor. We eat the shrimp together.
Yes.
They're my Muslim neighbor, my brother, and Kamis, their son, he come with us and eat in dolma, grape leaves.
Yes.
Right? I go to my Muslim family. I saw a picture on the wall of Mary, Maryam, mother of Jesus.
Right.
I see a picture of Al-Imam Ali alayhi salam. So
there was no such a thing. But right now, we see Rush Limbaugh criticize the pastry in Dearborn for serving so-and-so people. This is ridiculous.
It is.
Rush Limbaugh, he needs more oxycodone from the pharmacy.
Yeah, he does. Jerry, I got to let you go because we got to take a break, and it's only an hour long. But thank you for always being supportive and calling in. Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate it. We'll talk again. We're going to take a quick break here at the Arab Daily News radio show, and I got several callers on the line. So don't hang up. I want to get back to you. As soon as we come back from break, we'll be right back right after these messages.
From their first words to first grade, Dreamy Children's Center will help get your child on the right track. The highly qualified staff works closely with parents to provide an experience that goes beyond early education. We can help nurture important personality traits with the use of educational programs ranging from preschooling for infants to Montessori-approved programs and bilingual curriculums for young children. All meals can be provided and we can arrange for after-school pickup. Dreamy Children's Center in Dearborn Heights on Warren, in Westland on Ann Arbor Trail, and in Troy on DeQuinder.
Are you going to start up a restaurant or a grocery store soon? Do you need floor plans and designs? Call Najee Abood, 248-442-9292. Do you want to buy kitchen and restaurant equipment at discount prices? Call Najee Abood now, 248-442-9292. New concept products and designs, the trademark of kitchen equipment. 5% discount on all purchases of $75,000 or more. For more information, visit newconceptproducts.com. 248-442-9292.
الافتتاح الكبير لأسواق زمزم على 24065 أورشيد ليك في مدينة فارمينغتون هيلز. تنزيلات كبيرة على عموم المواد الغذائية. فريش كاري أوت جميع أنواع المعجنات وصمون الحار أيضا صواني الكامبو المشكلة. لحوم حلال الجالية العربية والإسلامية الملحمة بإدارة قصاب الجالية المعروف سلوان جربوع. Call them at 248-476-0300 أسواق زمزم للمذاق عنوان زوروهم على 24065 أورشيد ليك في مدينة فارمينغتون هيلز أو call them at 248-476-0300 248-476-0300 أسواق زمزم للمذاق عنوان.
And we're back here at the Arab Daily News radio show here at Radio Validity on Leila El Husseini's radio network, which is broadcast, by the way, every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Detroit time, Eastern Standard Time. Our number, 248-557-3300. The U.S. Census is going to test the term Middle Eastern in their next census. I've been fighting with them for 20 years, and they're finally going to do it. I don't think they care about me or us as Arabs, but they're going to do it because mainly Barack Obama is pushing it, and I think that's good. But let's go back to the phone lines. Our number is 248-557-3300, and welcome back another caller. You're on the air here at the ArabDailyNews.com radio show. Go ahead, caller. What's your name?
Hello, how are you doing, Mr.
How are you? Good. What's your name?
Saad.
Saad. How are you, Saad?
I'm all right, sir. Mr., I want to say something.
Go ahead.
I mean, we have to respect what this country is all about, Mr.
Absolutely.
They want to make fun about religion, about Jesus.
No. They don't have a right to do that. And that's not what this country is about. This country is our country, your country, and my country. I fought during the Vietnam War. My brother was a Marine. My dad and uncle served during World War II. They don't have a right to tell us what this country is about. So don't let them convince you that. They don't have a right to criticize the Muhammad and Jesus. And then when we criticize them, they take money from you and say, oh, you criticize Israel? You're an anti-Semite. You don't get any money. You know they pass laws that do that? Only if you criticize Israel. Did you know that?
And what about the life they give us, this country? She give us the life, the freedom. When we come to this country, all these things, education, we don't even have these things back home.
Well, see, I agree with you. They don't. Back home is just as bad. The Middle East is controlled by dictators. You know, and you're right. Listen, it's not a happy world for us Arabs.
I got two brothers died back home because just hate. Hate have nothing to do with it.
And you know what? Did the United States really go to save them?
Go ahead, Mr.
Did America go to the Middle East to save your brothers who died? They don't care. You think America cared about freedom in Iraq or democracy?
No, they don't care about that. Right. We didn't have these things back home, Mr. A. We have it here in this country. That's why...
Well, you have part of it, not all of it. We deserve more. You deserve more, believe me.
Talk about any religion, but they give me the freedom, Mr. A. That's what I think. I apologize. I don't mean to go...
No, no, no. It's okay, Saad. Believe me. We don't have to agree 100%, but I, you know, and I think this is a good way to talk, and I respect you for being respectful.
Believe me, I learned a lot from you. I listened to your... I learned, me and my family, we respect you a lot. You're good people. But what I'm saying, Mr. A, I mean, this country gives us a lot, education, everything.
Yes, they do.
Life, I mean...
We should be grateful for a lot of what they do. I agree. This is a good country.
What people talk about the prophet, about religion, is wrong. But what I'm saying, we still we have to deal with it because
yes.
It's not our country. We live here. This country opened the arm for us to give us home, living, everything. That's what I meant, Mr. A.
No, no, that's a good point. Saad, listen, thank you so much for the call. I got so many people calling in this morning, and I'm grateful to everybody calling at 248-557-3300. Adam, let's take another call if we can. You're on the Arab Daily News radio show on Radio Ballady.
Hi, Rich Musama.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. Do people bug you because of your name, Osama? Do they still joke about it?
Sometimes. I don't take it too hard.
Yeah.
I just take it off.
people look at me, and Arabs, they go, what kind of name is Raymond? And I go, who cares what my name is? They go, yeah, but you're not a real Arab. You don't speak Arabic. You don't have an Arab name. And I go, who are you guys, you know, to make fun of me? So don't let them make fun of you, Osama. I think it's a great name.
It depends on who says it and how they say it and what function, you know?
Yeah.
Most of the time, I mean, they're just like joking. So I don't really care. I wanted to make just a little comment about Prophet Muhammad, you know.
The controversy about criticizing Muhammad with the cartoons.
Why is it so hard to respect and not, you know, portray his image at all? I mean, to me, this is a provocation to, you know, entice some idiot to do what they did.
Yeah, they're doing it on purpose. They want attention.
You know, I mean, respect my religion. I mean, you want to make fun of other prophets?
Yeah.
Go right ahead. That's your prophet. I mean, he's my prophet too. But, I mean, you know, when it comes to the Prophet Muhammad, it's a very sensitive issue, and they know where, on what, string they can hit, what they can do.
Osama, here's the issue. Seriously, this is the issue. It's not really about the Prophet Muhammad. It's not about the caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad. It's about hypocrisy. I'm going to say it. It's the pro-Israel community that they have Americans in a headlock. You know, Americans are the most intelligent people in the world, the most educated people in the world, but they're the least educated about the world. And I'm telling you, these Americans, when it comes to the Middle East, are, you know, they're ignorant and, you know, naive maybe is a nice way to say it. This is about hypocrisy, that they say it's okay to criticize the Prophet Muhammad, but it's not okay to criticize Israel. And they pass laws. They're doing it right here in Illinois. Two laws that say that if I criticize and boycott Israel, that the state's funding has to be taken away from me. What does Israel have to do with the state of Illinois? Or it's a foreign country. That's what the issue is. It's about hypocrisy. They want us to argue over, you know, whether it's good to criticize Muhammad or not good to criticize Muhammad. But honestly, that's not the real issue. You're right. It's a hot button issue. They know what buttons to push.
Exactly. Like if you would say something about the Holocaust, for instance.
Oh my gosh. We'd be done. It'd be over.
You're doomed until the day you die.
Yes. You know? They would attack you. They'd destroy you. It's hypocrisy. Criticize the Holocaust. See what happens. And by the way, I believe the Holocaust did happen, and Jews were murdered because the Nazis, they hated Arabs too. Don't let anybody tell you that the Nazis were trying to do any good. They were not. They're horrible.
No. I didn't mean that.
No. I know you weren't. I'm just saying generally to other people who are listening too.
Right. But one more thing about, yeah. If I can say about Rush Limbaugh, I listen to him a lot. And then I every time I try to call, the line is always busy. But at one time, I was really frustrated and not able to get through. But his wife got through when he was married.
Yeah,
and he was going on and on. Oh, how did he get through? Oh my God,
The guy makes $1 million a week. And if you got money, you can have influence in this country. It's not about freedom; it's about money. Let's be honest. You got no money, they push you aside, they beat up on you, they jail you, they force you to riot, they treat you so bad that you go crazy. And you destroy your own neighborhood, like they did in Baltimore. See how terrible it is? Suddenly, they kill some black guy for no reason, really. It's sickening what happened. And it's not to say all police are bad. The majority of police are great people. But they kill one guy, and they're so abused that they riot and destroy their own neighborhood. And I feel bad. That's what they want us to do. They want us to get angry and drop our rationalism. Osama, listen, thank you for being a good caller. I appreciate it. Very kind of you to call and to listen to this station. This is the ArabDailyNews.com radio show on Radio Baladi, Layla El Husseini's U.S. Arab Radio Network. Our phone line is 248-557-3300. 248-557-3300 if you want to call. And I think we got one more call, Adam. Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
Let's go ahead and put him on the air, and we'll say hi to him. Go ahead, caller. You're on the ArabDailyNews.com radio show.
Good morning, Ray.
Hey, good morning.
My name is Bassem. I'm from Dearborn Heights,
Michigan. Hi, Bassem. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I see there's a lot of negativity from our own brothers.
Sometimes
against Islam.
Sometimes,
I see right now on this radio comments.
Yeah.
Just a couple things here. Lakum dinakum wa liya din. You have your own religion, I have mine.
Yes.
I respect yours, you respect mine.
Yes, I agree with that 100%.
To cut to the chase, I went to a college in Missouri, Southeast Missouri State University.
Did they know you were Arab or did they consider you Hispanic?
I'm a Muslim. Palestinian from Kuwait. There was a Christian Jordanian from Kuwait and a Christian Lebanese from Kuwait. We were all friends, and we decided to choose that school, and we were like the nucleus of Arabs Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Just tell you about Cape Girardeau.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I've been to Cape Girardeau. I got a relative that lived down there near St. Louis. A beautiful little town along the waterway.
Right. That's where all my family is, in St. Louis.
Wow.
Now, Rush Limbaugh is from Cape Girardeau. I know.
No way, is he?
Stephen Limbaugh. Yeah, I know David Limbaugh. His brother.
Wow.
Stephen Limbaugh's uncle. I was good with their family. I'm 50-year-old, and they are about 5-10 years older than me. Rush Limbaugh was about 64, I think.
Yeah, a little older. Yeah.
Meeting him when he was a failure, kicked out of Kansas City radio station, and how he made it, we got lucky. Another one is Terry Jones. Terry Jones, the one that burned the Quran.
Yeah.
A lot of brothers and sisters in other religions. When Terry Jones comes to Dearborn, and I'm a sinner, not a Shia, but we didn't have that growing up where we come from. All Zionism created that. We are all split between this and that. Instead of one group called Arab, regardless of what it is now, we are everything else.
Right. No, we've broken up. We used to be Arab. When I was growing up, we were all Arab, and I happened to be Christian. But...
I know.
We've broken up. We go one way. You know, now it's a Muslim organization. You know, it's not an Arab group. I don't know. Arabs are disappearing as a people, and they're being replaced. We're dividing ourselves, which weakens us. But I want to say something about Rush Limbaugh. You know, Rush Limbaugh, you're right. He tried so hard to be a success. You know when he became successful? When he started embracing hatred.
Exactly.
As the world got polarized, especially, and before 2001, Yep. You embrace hatred, you use it, and people go crazy.
Exactly.
And you take advantage of them. And that's sad to me. That's why I'm poor, because I can't embrace hatred. I don't make a lot of money.
You know, his brother's a lawyer. His uncles are Eastern District, of New Delhi, lawyers, federal lawyers, state lawyers, circuit judges and stuff. They don't like him, actually. They meeting them in person.
Right. He's a little too extreme, isn't he? A little bit.
Exactly. Speaking of Terry Jones, look at everybody else.
Terry Jones is a nobody who became somebody because, he wanted to hate on Islam. Exactly. The guy probably doesn't even know how to spell the word Muhammad or the Quran. Probably never even read it. Probably, these guys that are like, that's what Hitler did. Hitler was a nobody who used hatred to manipulate the really smart people in Germany into doing what he wanted. And it's just sad that so many people can use hatred to do that. Listen, Bassem, I have to move on because we got to take another break, and I apologize. I wish. But it's neat that, that you're from Cape Girardeau. I got a relative from down there, and I was just down there. Last summer, I spent a week down there, and I ate alligator fritters.
Yes.
All right, Bassem, you have a good day. I'm Ray Hanania here at the ArabDailyNews.com radio show on Radio Baladi on Layla El Husseini's U.S. Arab Radio Network. Our number is 248-557-3300. It is Friday, May 8th. I'm here every second Friday of the month, taking your calls and talking to you about all the issues. We're going to continue doing that. We're going to take a break, though, and we will be right back right after these messages.
Jumana Kairouz. You've seen her images on giant billboards across the metro. Jumana Kairouz. You've seen her images on buses across the city. Now get to know Jumana Kairouz.
Most people who sit in my office across from my desk are hurting on so, so many levels. One thing people do not know about medical malpractice is that the statute of limitation, meaning the time that you have to bring suit against a doctor, a hospital, is 2 years. In medical malpractice, that's a very, very short period of time. Not every lawyer is an advocate, but every lawyer should be an advocate.
Let Jumana Kairouz protect your rights. Call the law offices of Jumana Kairouz at 1-866-YOUR-RIGHTS, extension 100, or visit yourrights.com.
And welcome back to
Ziad Brand. Quality products from our family to yours. Ziad Brothers Importing offers the finest quality products, including brands like Sultan, Kraft, Nestle, Hook, Rico Picon, Donna, and many more. Ask your retailer to carry these fine products because you deserve the very best. For more information, visit our website at www.ziad.com. That's www.ziad.com. Ziad, quality products from our family to yours.
Life for Relief and Development is a nonprofit charity that has been providing humanitarian aid and development to people and communities regardless of race, color, religion, or cultural background for over 22 years. When disaster occurs here or around the world, Life rushes to provide food, medical aid, and shelter to those in need. Life also has development projects that provide medical relief, water purification, educational programs, relief for orphans, and much more. Your help and support can greatly improve these efforts. All donations are tax deductible. For more information, please visit our website at lifeusa.org or call 248-424-7493. That's lifeusa.org, 248-424-7493.
And welcome back to the Arab Daily News radio show on the ArabDailyNews.com, here on Radio Baladi, on Layla El Husseini's U.S. Arab Radio Network, 690 AM radio in Detroit and 700 AM radio in Washington, D.C. And like I said, you can go to our website, hopefully, thearabdailynews.com, and read some of the columns and news stories that we write about all over the country. I invite you to call in. We still have another half hour, the second Friday of the month. I'm here every second Friday of the month at 8 a.m. in Detroit on radio. Today is May 8th. Our number is 248-557-3300. So you can call in and say hi. You know, I was just going through a whole group of topics. And one of them is interesting. Israel sends millions to help the earthquake victims in Nepal. Did you see that? They have all. They were sending millions. They're sending doctors. Yet they won't even send a dollar. They won't even send a doctor to the Gaza Strip where they murdered, really, where Netanyahu murdered 2,200 Palestinians. They are bombing Syria. You know, that place is a mess, too. You know, with the chemical weapons use, they said that Assad is using chemical weapons. It's just, oh, my gosh. You know, Ya Rabbi, that's what my mom would always say. Let's go to the phone lines at 248-557-3300 and see what you have to say. What topics on your mind? I think we have a caller. Let's welcome the caller to our radio show, thearabdailynews.com. Go ahead, caller. What's your name?
Good morning, Sam.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind this morning?
I think you won't like what I say because it's
that's okay. Go ahead.
I will talk from Quran and from Hadith.
But wait, can I ask you a question? Listen, you're going to argue that the Quran has some evil things in it. Is that what you're going to do? You don't have to repeat it all, do you? I mean, the Bible has terrible things in it, doesn't it, Sam?
I know. So if it's the Bible is not right, that means the Quran is not right too?
Neither of them are right. That, but it's not when you take something out of context. And say violence from 2,000 years ago? Come on. 1,500 years ago? The meanings change, don't they?
I'm saying both of them is not right.
I'm saying both of them have the same problem. They have some violent passages, both of them. No, and so does the Torah.
No, it's not, sir.
Oh, yes, it does. Why would you say no, it's not? Don't believe in the propaganda, Sam. Honestly, they want you to do this.
The Bible did not say kill everyone.
Oh, does the Quran say kill everyone? Come on.
Of course.
Come on, Sam. No, Sam, it's the way people interpret it. It's the people that are crazy. Individuals, not the whole religion. It's not Christians that are terrible, that distort, you know, Jesus' words. It's not Christians. It's people who murder and massacre people in the name of Christianity. Same thing in Islam. We got crazy people. They're not really Muslims.
Can you read Surah Al-Kahf?
Yes. Listen, I've seen them all. This is a sad argument. It's a sad argument. I got to tell you, it's a sad argument. I'm sorry, Sam. There's so many big issues. They are stealing money from your back pocket while you're sitting here arguing with me about the Quran. What does the Quran have to do with the way you live in the United States?
Sir, how about Surah At-Tawbah 29?
Even if it does, let's say it does, okay, just for the sake of argument, how does that hurt your life?
As Christian, why Jewish and Christian only?
What do you mean?
It says,
but why, what's the point of it? Sam, I got to let you go, listen, because we're moving on to other topics, and I'm not mad at you for bringing it up. I just disagree with you. That's all. They've got you distracted. Sam is distracted. They got him believing that the argument is about the words in the Quran or the words in the Bible or the words in the Torah. No, it's politicians who exploit those, extremists who use those words and bend the meaning to advance what they have in their minds. And if we don't see past that, then we're really sad. We'll never, I mean, listen, poor Sam, he's a good guy. He's not a bad guy at all. We disagree, obviously, a little bit, but he's focused on a waste of time topic. No, who cares whether someone thinks the Quran says good or bad things? Who cares? Why not live your own life? How about we worry about the money that we pay in taxes that don't come back to support us? By the way, I want to plug a book. I don't know if many of you know Maureen Aboud. She's a great writer. I've known her forever. Lebanese American Arab. She just wrote a book called Rosewater and Orange Blossoms. I did a nice story about it at thearabdailynews.com. It's a bunch of recipes of Lebanese and American Arab foods and how to make them, and that are mixed with stories about her growing up Lebanese and Arab American. She's from Michigan. So, you know, you need to support her. That's the one thing Arabs don't do. We don't support each other. We're our worst enemies. You know, sometimes you say, well, the Zionists or whatever are our worst enemies. No, sometimes we're our own worst enemies. So go out and buy your book, Rosewater and Orange Blossoms by Maureen Aboud. I'm telling you, it's a great book. Let's go back to the phone lines this morning here at 248-557-3300. We got a lot of callers, so we'll go through them all. Let's get the first call on, Adam. Thank you. You're on the air here at thearabdailynews.com radio. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, hi. How are you?
What's up, Ray?
I'm doing good. Give me your name. What's your name?
My name is Ted.
Ted. Hi, Ted.
And I'm calling you about, I'm an Arab, and you know we came to the United States running away from the wars.
Yes.
It was a lot of wars. Yes. You know. And we want a better living.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
So most of us came in because of the war.
Yes.
Now, who made the wars over there is the Muslim people. Am I right?
No, the West. You know, the West made the wars. Believe me. You think the Muslims made the wars? We all made wars. Christians made the wars. Jews made the wars. The West made the wars. They divided up the Middle East and handpicked their buddies to run Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Palestine, Jordan. Some of them are okay. Jordan isn't bad. But God forbid you criticize the king, King Abdullah over in Jordan. You could end up in jail or disappear. It's not about Muslims. It's about politicians. Honestly, it's politicians.
Okay.
Do you believe that or not, really?
Yes, I believe you, not the politician.
Well, thank you. And I'll tell you what, Ted, I won't disrespect anybody, even if we disagree. You have a right to your opinion. I'm just telling you that I know there are a lot of Chaldeans and Assyrians who have been brutalized by Islamic extremism. I know that. It's wrong. But it's not about being Muslim. That's not the problem.
I'll go. Let me ask you.
Go ahead, Ted. Go ahead.
The Arab, are you there?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. The Arab politician in Middle East, why they act that way? They wanted to take over and they wanted to be dictatorship.
Power and money.
Reason. What?
Power and money.
Power and money. But why they want this power and money? Who drives them crazy like this? If you know that the answer, I will buy you a lunch.
Hey, listen, you know what I got to do, as a matter of fact? I got to come down to Dearborn and host listeners at one of the restaurants over there. And I'll pay for it, and I'm going to invite everybody. I got to pick a day, and I'm going to invite everybody to come out and say hi, and I'm going to buy everybody lunch. Well, let's say up to the first 100 people, okay? Not that I think I'll get 100 people. Listen, Ted, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. We only got about 18 minutes left. Our number is 248-557-3300. If you want to call in and express a view, I mean, you know, it's kind of, I have to say that with all the terrible things going around in the neighborhood, you know, of our world here in the United States and everything, we can't get over as Arabs and Middle Eastern people the rivalries that we have, right? People are upset with Islam. People are upset with Christians. People are upset with Jews. And meanwhile, the people that are upsetting us, lighting our fuses, are the politicians who are using us. You know, they know when we're busy fighting with each other, we aren't watching them steal our money. Because honestly, they don't care about Islam. They don't care about Jews. They don't care about Christians. They care about one thing, the green dollar. the buck. That's the big thing. All right, we're at 15 minutes to the top of the hour. We're going to take our last break. And when we come back, we'll take more phone calls. I'd love to have you call, 248-557-3300. We'll kind of talk about whatever you want to talk about here at the Arab Daily News Radio Show. I'm Ray Hanania. It's May 8th, here the second Friday of every month at 690 AM radio and 700 AM radio in Detroit and Washington, D.C. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
الافتتاح الكبير لأسواق زمزم على 24065 أورشيد ليك في مدينة فارمينغتون هيلز، تنزيلات كبيرة على عموم المواد الغذائية، فريش كاري أوت، جميع أنواع المعجنات وصمون الحار، أيضا صواني الكامبو المشكلة، لحوم حلال الجالية العربية والإسلامية الملحمة بإدارة قصاب الجالية المعروف سلوان جربوع، call them at 248-476-0300 أسواق زمزم للمذاق عنوان زوروهم على 24065 أورشيد ليك في مدينة فارمينغتون هيلز أو call them at 248-476-0300 قشات ميديترينيان ماركت بإدارة سهر قشات وأولاده يرحبون بالجالية العربية والكلدانية، جميع أنواع المواد الغذائية، ألبان طازجة، الكرزات والبهارات الطازجة داخل الأسواق. مطعم ميديترينيان شيش كباب يقدم يوميا جميع أنواع الكباب، المقبلات العربية العراقية وصواني الكامبو المميزة. تفتح الأسواق من الثامنة إلى التاسعة مساء من الاثنين وحتى السبت، ومن الثامنة صباحا إلى التاسعة مساء يوم الأحد. تقع الأسواق على 3239 نورث وسترن هايوي في مدينة فارمينغتون هيلز. لحم حلال للجالية الإسلامية، لطلباتكم من المطعم call 248-538-7855. That is 248-538-7855. قشة ميديترينيان ماركت، خدمة متميزة ومعاملة راقية.
And welcome back to the Arab Daily News Radio Show on Radio Balady on Layla Al Husseini's U.S. Arab Radio Network in Detroit on 690 AM and Washington, D.C. on 700 AM. Our phone number here at WNZK Studios is 248-557-3300. 248-557-3300. We're just taking phone calls. It's always discouraging to me that we get into this thing about beating up on Islam or Christians and stuff like that. That's what they want us to do. They want us to fight. But I understand and I respect the Chaldean community a lot. I know what it's like to be Christian in the Middle East. It's not easy. We are abused. But to blame it on Islam, it's not Islam. It's the politicians. It's the people who exploit us. And on top of it, it's the news media in this country. If they can divide us, hey, they can take advantage of us. They got nothing to worry about. You don't get grants and funding. You're an American. You work 40, 50 hours a week to earn money. They take 25% of it in taxes, and then they take those tax dollars and give it away to other people, but not to you. They give it away to other people and not to you. And part of that is all reinforced by the biased, racist, mainstream American news media in this country. They're the enemy. The news media, I'm telling you, the mainstream news media is the enemy. Let's go back to the phones and take some calls. Adam points out we got two callers online. So let's go to the first one. You're on the Arab Daily News Radio Show. Give me your name, caller.
Yeah.
Hey. Hello? Yeah, hi. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling.
No problem. I really agree with you 100% what you're talking about today. And yeah. Politician is the worst anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a small example, like what's going on in Yemen. Like, all the countries are going after the Al-Qaeda and the ISIS.
Right.
Right? And, like, when you go deep and the issue that's going on in Yemen, like, when they felt that the Yemeni army and the Yemeni citizens start moving forward to fight that radical party, which is based on Saudi, everybody start jumping on Yemen. And,
right. And you know what the problem, what started the problem in Yemen?
Uh-huh.
The ex-president who was pushed out of office,
yes,
is behind all of the turmoil. He's going to destroy Yemen unless he can get back power. And you know, he tortured so many people, the ex-president. And the new guy, they kicked him out. Now they got, you know, it's like, why do we do this to ourselves? It's sad. All those people, a lot of people dying in Yemen, and there's so many people that don't care. You know what I mean? Because they got us fighting about whether there's a good or bad picture of the Prophet Muhammad in a magazine.
No. See, right now, it's very sad what's going on in Yemen, especially like humanitarian things.
It's terrible.
And I was getting killed. I mean, the main time, it's just innocent people.
Yes.
What Saudi Arabia is attacking it, just civilians and who's being killed? Just
the Saudis are trying to help the ex-president Saleh, I think, right? They're just, it's all politics to them. They don't care.
They used to be friends, but not anymore. Right now, it's Saudi, it's the main radical country in the Middle East, and that's where all the radical parties start spreading from, and they're supporting Al Qaeda and ISIS right now in Yemen.
It's horrible.
They don't want them to be kicked out of Yemen. They want them to be there to manage their thing, what's going on in Yemen. Right. And I totally agree with you, 100%. Politician is the worst.
And the media. The media is... They make the politicians... They enable them to do whatever they want. And you know what? They got us hoodwinked into fighting with each other. And we really shouldn't. We're Arabs. You know what? When a Chaldean calls, and I love Chaldeans, like I said, they're good people. And I respect them. But you look at a typical American, and they can't tell the difference between a Chaldean or a Muslim. That's the irony. That's the joke. You know, they're laughing at us. Chaldeans and Muslims, Arabs, we're all fighting. And they're laughing.
That's the problem. I mean, when you look at it, we're just fighting against each other. I mean, yeah. We're not focusing on the big picture and the big issue, what's going on around us.
Yes.
Who's taking the advantage of us.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate it. Hey, thank you for calling in.
No problem.
I appreciate it. Check out our website at thearabdailynews.com. That would help us. We get a lot of traffic at thearabdailynews.com. We get about 800,000 hits every month, which is a lot of traffic. And I appreciate all the people that go there. Probably half the hits are the FBI keeping track on me. Hey, Adam, did you say we have another caller?
Yeah, we have two more.
Oh, two more. Okay, let's go to the next caller and welcome them on the Arab Daily News radio show. You're on the radio. What's your name, caller? Hi.
Hi. Ray, how are you?
Good. Thank you for calling, and thank you for being so patient.
Thank you. No problem. My name is Sammy.
Hi, Sammy.
I respect and admire your show. I like the perspective you come from, and, you know, this is really what we need. We need to unite, actually.
We do. Wait, why are we fighting with each other? Chaldeans, Muslims should be brothers, shouldn't they?
As you said, we're from the same father. So,
of course.
As you said, you know, if they look at us, They will say you're Arab, whether you're Christian,
yes.
Jew, there are Arab Jews too.
Yes.
Christian, Jew, or Muslim, they'll look at you at the same, from the same perspective, you know? But yeah, I just want to tell the people who try to, you know, point at the Quran, at a certain, you know, ayat in the Quran, if you read a book, you need to read a book from the first page of the ayat to the last page and understand it. I'm Muslim, and I have a hard time sometimes reading Arabic and understanding every word. I have to go to the tafsir, you know, to explanation of what it means and why it was. Regardless, you know, of the some of the verses that are, certain places ask for, you know, for jihad and stuff like this, but this was in the past. And
it's like 1,500 years ago when the sword was the biggest technology in civilization.
Yes. On the other hand, Ray, if you look at the thousands, well, probably, you know, hundreds of thousands of words that have mercy, merciful.
Yeah.
You know, God is great. You know, if you kill someone as if you killed everybody, if you kill someone, your punishment is killing. You know, if the Quran is caring about killing one, someone, you know, just someone.
Sammy, I agree with you. I think that, you know what, we need to be smart and make priorities, too. Is a priority to talk about how we disagree, or is the priority to talk about what we can do to help each other and separate the bad people, the small group of bad people, the extremists, the fanatics, from the majority of people like you and me who are good people?
I tell you, I want to tell them, just, you know, for people who think that they were being butchered by those, they call themselves Muslims, they are killing Muslims too.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're not with them, and you're Muslim, you are killed too.
They're killing everybody. It's terrible. Sammy, thank you so much. I only got a few more minutes, and I got a couple more callers.
Sure, no problem.
So thank you, Sammy. Adam, let's take another call here at the ArabDailyNews.com radio on Radio Ballady on Layla Hosseini's U.S. Arab Network. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's your name?
This is Adil Ray.
Hi, Adil. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
How's everything?
I'm going to build up on the points in Yemen and what's happening there.
Yeah, go ahead, because I know that I can tell from your Yemeni accent that you're Yemeni, Adil. No, I'm just joking. Go ahead, Adil.
You know, the fact, and building on the fact that previous caller mentioned, is those extremists are killing more Muslims than anybody else.
Yes.
Iraq or in Yemen. So in Yemen, we have this group that has taken over the country, the militia, with the help of the ex-president.
Right. Wasn't it Saleh? Isn't that his name?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Houthis and Saleh got together and they were like, okay, let's take over the country, and they did. And now they're pretty much killing people in Aden, killing people in Taiz, in the name of Islam. Right.
Now, and they're the ones that are doing it in the name of Islam. Islam isn't the problem. It's people, right?
Their slogan, Ray, literally is translated as death to America, curse on the Jews, and victory to Islam. Yeah. Right? So,
nut jobs.
It doesn't translate anything into. It's actually killing all the Yemenis.
Aren't the Saudis fighting them?
To them.
Aren't the Saudis fighting
fighting them? There was a change in power in Saudi recently, and a whole change in the foreign policy. And the Saudis realized that those Houthis are more threat than the Brotherhood, and that's why they changed course.
They did, okay. And it's confusing to the typical American who can't tell the difference. Believe me, Americans don't know the difference between a Yemeni, Palestinian, Syrian, Lebanese, Christian, Muslim, Chaldean, or whatever. They don't know. We all are the same in their eyes.
It is, like, I think, more difficult than rocket science in time. But
it's our fault. We need to, Adil, and you're a good writer, I know that. We need to focus better and talk to the Americans and put the focus where it belongs. We're good people. We have rights. I got to let you go, Adil, because I'm at the end of the show, but I want to thank you.
Take care, Ray.
No, thank you, and I'm sorry there was one other caller. We missed him, and I apologize to that caller. I thank everybody for calling in. I will be back here the second Friday of every month, a month from now. I know it's hard to wait, but I'm going to try to come to Detroit and organize a lunch and invite listeners who want to come and say hi and meet me. And we'll spend the whole afternoon to do that. So we'll do that. And I urge you, please go to the website, thearabdailynews.com. That's thearabdailynews.com. It's in English. And read some of the stories and subscribe and sign up. Support our Facebook page. By doing that, you're going to be helping me. And by helping me, you're going to help moderation and the war against extremists. Not really, but who knows? Maybe it will. Anyway, I want to thank Adam in the studio at WNZK 690 AM and everybody, and also Layla Hosseini. I'll be back in next month. You guys take it easy and have a great week. Bye-bye, everybody.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the